Washington State is shutting down a hotline where beachcombers can report suspected Japanese tsunami debris. Correspondent Tom Bonsi says the hotline rarely rings anymore.
Washington and other Pacific Coast states set up tsunami debris reporting hotlines in the wake of the 2011 disaster in Japan. Washington's Marine Debris Task Force lead, Terry Egan, says over the past 2 years, the calls have become fewer and fewer.
It seemed just to make good fiscal sense and good use of tax dollars to suspend the line because, again, of general lack of use.
Egan says ordinary litter continues to wash ashore every day. A separate state hotline to report oil and hazardous items continues unaffected. The federal Ocean Science Agency, NOAA, continues to take tsunami debris sightings by email. The most recent confirmed piece of tsunami debris to wash ashore on the Washington coast was a Japanese fishing skiff found on a Macaw Reservation beach in May. Last month, the Office of Oregon's Governor indicated it may shut down the Oregon Joint Tsunami Debris Task Force in the new year, barring any new wave of disaster debris. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.